Where's everybody at? Hey!
That's Mike Wells. He's the superintendent for the Essex and Hamburg school districts in Southwest Iowa. He's video chatting with me as he delivers lunch and breakfast to Nicole Hines' home outside of Hamburg. Hines and three of her kids are all outside on this warm and windy day.
So how's the internet working?
Good.
Wells recently gave Hines and her family a Wi-Fi hotspot so they can have internet access and do online learning with their teachers. Today, he's brought 7 meal bags for the 7 children in Hines' house.
I have 3 of my own. The other 4 are my nieces and my nephew.
Hines and her fiancé have been caring for all 4 of her sister's kids since last year. With all of the kids out of school, school districts like this are giving kids 2 meals a day, 5 days a week. Hines says the meals save her from spending money on extra lunch meat and bread for the kids.
They're 9, 6, 5, 4, 12, 12, and 13, so they're eating constantly. I think every 5 minutes I hear, "I'm hungry," come out of someone's mouth, if not everybody's.
And getting food in rural areas isn't always easy. A couple weeks ago, Laura Dummler's family ran out of cereal, so she sent her husband from their home in Essex to the closest grocery store about 7 miles away.
And the aisle was desolate. All the shelves were, like, vacant. There was nothing there. And it finally clicked in my mind, like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
She and her husband don't have enough money to stock up on tons of food, and they only have 1 car, making frequent trips to the store hard. The food pantry they go to has closed amid the COVID-19 pandemic, but the school meals have been one sure thing.
To have something that we can count on, knowing that the kids are going to have a lunch and a breakfast, you know, every day through the week, is one thing that puts our mind at ease.
School districts in large urban areas have meal pickup sites at schools and near some apartment complexes. But it's up to staff at the Essex and Hamburg school districts to hand-deliver meals to kids' homes. So that means sometimes Dummler's kids get to see a familiar face, like their teachers or principal.
Usually they don't even make it to the house. My kids meet them out at the street, and I have to remind them, you know, that we have to be social distancing ourselves and, you know, air high fives and things of that nature.
Superintendent Mike Wells says as good as it is to see the kids, it's more important to the many families living paycheck to paycheck.
They don't have gas in their vehicles, they don't have groceries, and they don't have the ability really to go get groceries.
So he wanted his staff to deliver the meals so they could check in on families and see what else they might need. Back at her home near Hamburg, Nicole Hines says the meal deliveries and a quick visit really brighten the day.
It's a big joy. He's helped out tremendously.
Southwest Iowa hasn't been a hotbed for COVID-19, but if that changes, Wells says the in-person visits may have to end.
And we've talked about that we'd go more to a knock on the door and not greet. And we would put out a notice to our parents. It's nothing personal.
A move to protect families from community spread of COVID-19. But his school districts won't stop getting kids the food they need. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Katie Pikus.